This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Here we go. Hour number one of the G-Bag Nation. It is an NBA free agency Thursday. We have been anticipating this moment all week, and we have arrived. It officially starts in 3 hours. General at your service, at ease. There's Brian Broaddus. Lucius Alexander is at Master Control. Carter Freeman is coordinating your video. And along with you, we are the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We are in the midst of some breaking news. Just to reset for anybody that was not listening to Crosstalk. And now Woj is reporting it as well. Kevin Durant is formally requesting a trade. The Nets GM is working with KD and his business manager, Rich Kleiman, according to the report there from Woj. So that's a big piece of news to drop in. And now with all the other possible moving parts and contracts that are going to get done, we can talk about the speculation around one Kevin Durant. How you doing today, buddy?
I am doing excellent. Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. Excited about the free agency and the fact that our hometown team is involved one way and another. You know, I think it makes it kind of an exciting time what direction we might go here. The more people you talk to, the more that they believe he's gone. But you never know. You never know if there's going to be one of those 11th hour type of a thing where all of a sudden, minds change. It's, okay, we can do this, we can do that with the money. And so that part of it is very, very exciting. But I'm kind of preparing for the worst with the Brunson news because I think the Mavs are kind of preparing that way. But, again, you never know about that final little Hail Mary that they might throw.
Well, yeah, you don't. I mean, what do you expect this afternoon? The truckwreck.com fan text is open at 877-881-1053. Nobody could predict right now that Jalen Brunson stays, but you can't rule things out.
No, you
because
can't. You can't.
Sometimes teams just let stories rage all week long because they like to be the center of attention, and the Mavericks have been. But all the insiders are saying the Mavs are acting as if they know that he's gone. I think the bigger possible development is that somebody over there just makes a really strong case to Mark Cuban because he's a guy that can change his mind. For me right now, I've kind of moved on. This is the first time since they changed over their front office that I am a little bit worried. Because I think this is pretty final. And I think Cuban might be possibly turning into kind of a cheapskate owner. I think he might be going Scrooge McDuck on us. He's sitting over there like in his silos. He's swimming in his gold coins, and he just doesn't want to give any of them up. And he's looking at this Jalen Brunson thing and saying, not only am I overpaying for the player close to double, but now I'm kicking in luxury tax.
Yeah,
I only wanted to give $14 million a year to this guy. He's going to hit me for $28 million, plus it's dollar for dollar tax. This is going to cost me $56 million. For a guy that I don't think can put us in a championship conversation. And I think Mark Cuban might have lost his edge when it comes to how he looks at his finances. You need to take a look at the Golden State Warriors and their $350 million payroll. That's what a team that wants to win it looks like. They're figuring out ways to add players and give more hundreds of millions of dollars away.
Yeah, were they likely as a front office messed up? And we could talk about the way the contract was negotiated in the year and all that stuff like that that they lost. But maybe they missed up with the evaluation of how quickly somebody could unload players in order to create cap.
Yeah.
And the willingness, that to me, if you're, one of the things as a front office, you always have to anticipate what's the worst case scenario for us.
Mm-hmm.
And, and if you don't have the ability, we always talk about your ability to evaluate your own team, but you also have to have the ability to identify what's going on around you in the league.
Yeah.
And I think
it's hard to know when a team's going to get that much of a rager for your guy.
Well, you know, if you're the way the situation started to set up.
Yeah.
You know, the more you dive into the Knicks and Brunson and the family ties and, you know, whether you want to say, you know, godfather ties with the president of basketball operations and son involved with the contract negotiations and stuff, there's things that you can't, I mean.
They went all in.
Yeah, you have to be able to know, okay, if we're going to lose Brunson, how are we going to lose Brunson?
Mm-hmm.
And so
they didn't think someone would get close to $30 million in space to go after him.
That's
They're
exactly
like,
that's
what?
That's exactly. Right. If you want to maybe give Nico a you got to learn next time on this one.
Yeah.
You know, maybe the first year general manager didn't really know what was going on with the Knicks. And then all of a sudden, you're in a situation like, we're not going to lose Brunson here. We're not going to lose him.
Well, there's common sense involved. But every now and then, a team is willing to break away from the group thinking on the value. Yeah. And it's hard to anticipate. Maybe with more NBA experience, you could anticipate that. Yeah. But let me say this, Brian. It doesn't matter what you thought then. It matters what today is in your best interest, and you can't let your past influence it. You can't say, well, no, that's what I thought, so that's what I have to think. The circumstances changed. Variables that you were not aware of became obvious. You can't stay stuck in the past and force your February brain to make decisions in July. That's not the right way of doing things. And I think Cuban's getting too crusty and stuck in his ways. He's not flexible enough right now, Brian, to see the best possible path out.
You know what? I have not asked him, but maybe he doesn't want to pay. He's going to pay luxury tax, but he doesn't have to pay as much luxury tax now. Well, I should say, no, maybe something changes.
Sure.
Maybe all of a sudden at 5 o'clock, maybe Brunson all of a sudden starts to say, you know what? The best for me really is to be here in Dallas. And yes, I'll take your deal. And this is how we're going to do it. You know, that could very well happen.
Yeah.
But right now, it's all indications are that he's going to the Knicks. So, you know, to me, maybe it is a situation where he doesn't want to. And Mark, feel free if you're listening right now. I'm sure you're busy. You know, call in and ask, you know, talk to us, whatever. But maybe he doesn't want to pay any more luxury tax. I mean, I'm not saying any more because he hasn't done it in a while. But maybe he doesn't want that bill to be as extensive as it could be if he signs Brunson.
Could be luxury tax. Could be the businessman Shark Tank Mark wanting to win a deal.
Maybe he doesn't want to pay the player.
Sure, you know
that's the thing.
We saw with Jerry Jones, he drew a line in the sand. He didn't want to include that language. It was a small thing.
Yeah.
But in the end,
you
let a really good pass rusher go that you could have had for $14 million. Right now, the going rate for superstars in the NBA is $50 million. Yeah. We only need to give 60% of that to Jalen Brunson. We're not saying he's a superstar. He might even be an all-star. It's just over half of what the superstars in the league are making to get to $30 million.
What about the possibility that they were thinking about trading Jalen Brunson, that he was going to be part of the chip with Porzingis and they were going to get players back? And then because
that would have been a great use of your asset. Okay. Now he's just going to walk out the door.
Well, they evidently had a deal working with the Knicks, and the Knicks turned down the deal is what they were, you know, with in moving him. I was talking to some people this morning about it, and the front office of the Knicks just said, no, we're not going to make this deal. Hmm. So now they
just wanted to sign him out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now it's one of those situations where, you know, not only, I mean, there's people questioning what the Knicks are doing right now by signing him or clearing out. I mean, Tim McMahon, if you talk to him on one end, he's giving you the Mavs perspective. And then there's others around the league that are saying, what are the Knicks doing? They're not even a play-in team.
No.
They're not. They're committing all this cap and all this money to a player that's not going to get them any closer to where they need to be.
Yeah, they're treating it like it's the big fish that's going to change the organization.
It's going to be...
He's the fourth guy you add to a championship roster to give yourself great quality
depth. Team was way below even getting into the playoff
game.
And so that's the thing. There's questions going on, but, you know, we're not focusing on the Knicks. We're focusing on the Mavs, and you're absolutely right. You know, but like I said, the Mavericks could have ponied up. They could have said, hey, we'll give you this and sign him. And the deal would have been, you know, what the original deal was, you know, they had to offer that. If they offer that, he signs it. We're not even talking about that. It's a great value. But they did, but the Mavericks weren't even willing to go there. Not even with half of what he's trying to get right now.
Okay, guys, get off the ledge. Brunson ain't worth $30 million. Sounds like tampering was taking the place. For the record,
it's hard to tamper when your father works for the team. You can't call tampering when it's your dad.
Yeah.
You can't call tampering.
That's going to be tough to prove.
That's tough to prove. That's your dad.
Mavs can still be involved in the three-team trades, guys. Let's calm down over Brunson. Listen,
what three-team trade are you looking at right now?
Yeah, a three-team trade's not going to happen.
One.
I mean,
tell me the one.
What we're hoping for now is that the Mavs have a great plan. They're not afraid of paying the luxury tax, which is what it looks like right now. And over time, they're going to be able to find a better option because Jalen Brunson is by far their second-best creator. You know, they're gonna go back to Luka Doncic, so maybe a couple of old guys, maybe Kemba Walker or Goran Dragic is possible. When they're healthy, those guys will be on the court for you. And everybody else is a catch and attack guy. There's nobody else really of playing playoff caliber point guard on the entire roster after Jalen Brunson walks out the door. I think you guys are hitting the copium pipe pretty good right here because you got to cope with the second best player on a Western Conference Finals team walking for about 60% of what would be a maximum contract by today's NBA standards. It makes absolutely no sense unless Mark Cuban's ego is involved because his Shark Tank negotiation thing drives him so hard in the business world, or he's afraid of the luxury tax. But we have to really hope that he's not afraid of the luxury tax. That's a fact right now. They didn't do it for 10 years after the championship, and I said, okay, well, you know, that makes sense because you're not a contender. Why would you throw money into the luxury tax pool in the NBA and essentially do revenue sharing with your partners if you're not even going to make the playoffs? But now you're a playoff team, you're winning playoff series, and you're right here with a great secondary player that has proven to work well under Luka Doncic, and you're like, no, we don't want to pay that. Why? Sure, he's not a perfect player. But the third or fourth best player on every championship team is not a perfect player. He plays defense, but not offense. He plays offense, but not defense. This, that, or the other thing.
Can't pass, can't do this,
sure,
can't do that. Yeah.
Sure, well, he can't pass, but over 36 minutes when Luka's out, he averages about 8 assists per game.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
That's elite type of stuff when you combine it with the true shooting percentage that Jalen Brunson puts together. So my point here is that I don't think Mavs fans truly understand, or a lot of you on the truckwreck.com fan text don't understand how important Jalen Brunson is. And if you're going to let him go, this team better have an awesome plan. Why aren't the Mavs talking about Dennis Schroeder or Tyus Jones? Jones is going to be way too much money.
Yeah.
I don't know about Schroeder. Man, General, pass me the copium pipe. I'm on the opposite of a copium pipe right now. I mean, maybe I'm panicking a little bit. I'm way on the other side of it. But I'll tell you what. Short term, it's a hit. I don't know how you get close to contending coming up this year with Jalen Brunson leaving. But long term, it's going to open things up. And if you let salaries sort of fall off the books over the next two summers, you're going to be back under the cap. And maybe it will turn out great in 2024 that you don't have Jalen Brunson's $30 million sitting on your cap. Maybe it will turn out that way. But, I mean, that's hard. After Steve Nash walks, you didn't know that a Jason Kidd and Jason Terry were going to, you know, come onto your organization, but eventually they did. And had Nash been there and his back was falling apart and everything, maybe you don't even get close to a championship in 2011. 214, Cuban's bleeping the team up. We have Michael Jordan. Cuba needs to sell the team to a true championship owner. Well, that's strong criticism. Okay. Truckwreck.com fan text is open. We'll be getting into it with you throughout the day. For now, it does appear the plan is to address a creator with some, older guys, some lesser acquisitions. Goran Dragic is possible. Luka and Goran joking that they can't talk about it until July 1. And then you have four-time All-Star Kemba Walker and the Pistons finalizing a contract buyout. That's according to Adrian Wojnarowski. He did average 11.5 points, 3 rebounds in 37 games last season. The Mavs tried to sign him 3 years ago. Last December, there were reports that they wanted to trade for him as the trade deadline was coming up. And he's only 32 years old. So maybe he and Dragic could give you some of that.
Yeah, Dragic is clearly the vet minimum type of a thing. You're not going to spend any money on him at all.
Cool. Yeah. So you'll still, you can get Dragic and still have your mid-level exception.
That's what the hope is. Yeah.
Anybody else you're hearing that the Mavs might have some interest in, Brian?
Yeah, I know people were asking a lot about, you know, there was some names that were thrown out about like Gary Payton Jr. and stuff like that that was being thrown around. And I was kind of reaching out to my guys, and they're telling me that, you know, if you're playing with him and four other guys who could shoot, or, you know, someone who commands two defenders to guard them, you know, those double teams, the traps and stuff, that he would be good, you know, with a guy that's maybe like with Maxey or somebody like that, but as maybe in, you know, or as a five. But, you know, he's very good defensively, excellent finisher. You know, I mean, they say that he was really great on Golden State and because of Curry and Thompson. Hmm. You know, those two guys, you know, two guys had to guard those guys all the time, and that kind of freed him, you know, up to make some plays. And, you know, there's you know, the Golden State's in a deal where they're trying to get him and Looney back, and I'm kind of getting the vibe that the Golden State might rather have Looney back instead of this guy. But, you know, it's going to have to be a situation where, you know, where those guys are, you know, drawing other guys are drawing coverage away from him so he can be effective.
I always wanted Gary Payton to come play with the Mavs. You know, back then it was Dirk.
Yeah.
I thought that would have been a cool combination. This one would be amazing too, you know, if you can add Gary Payton Jr. because of his defensive abilities. You know, I think that's just the kind of guy that could help Dorian Finney-Smith and Bullock stay off the court a little bit. Kevin Durant is formally requesting a trade out of Brooklyn. There are a lot of ways to talk about it. There's no way the Mavs could get him that I see, but we do need him to stay in the East. I think that's my KD takeaway at this point. Please don't form a new super team in the West.
Yeah, and before we get out of here, Journal, one more name people were kind of thinking about was Otto Porter. And I, you know, I was kind of feeling like, you know, again, it was a solid veteran player, some versatility, but he's so frail. Huh. And so it's hard to count on him with that body. That's kind of the vibe I was getting from those guys.
Rangers are off today. They are in New York to take on the Mets tomorrow. Our Brew Crew Tour continues. Pick up your glass with Lucius, with Eric Chiafalo and Zach Wolchuk. They're going to be out spreading the Brew Crew love with all of our Fort Worth Tolos Saturday at Hop Fusion Ale Works from 1 to 4. That's on 200 East Broadway. G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 2:30. The Expressway at 5:20, that's 35 minutes of uninterrupted sports content. We're going to be able to review the entire day's events and all the breaking storylines in the NBA as free agency officially gets underway at 5 o'clock. We have a photo of Luka going viral that should get us pretty excited about what's to come for him, and that is next in the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. There's a photo of Luka Doncic going viral. There's already been another trade in the NBA. Segment here is brought to you by the Frankels. You think there will be less big company trucks on the road this summer because of gas prices? Think again. Those big trucks have insurance companies to protect them as well. So get the representation that will not settle for less. Franklin Frankel, visit truckwreck.com. Yeah, Utah's sending Royce O'Neal to Brooklyn. Is that right, Brian?
That's right, yeah, for a first-round pick. And then it's funny that people were talking about the Rockets and with Brooklyn. If Brooklyn ends up tanking, say they just completely fall off the map, the Rockets have Brooklyn's 2023 first-round pick, a pick swap, the 2024 first-round pick, the 2025 first-round pick swap, the 2026 first-round pick, the 2027 pick swap, okay, for all first-round. All these are unprotected. So if Brooklyn turns into just garbage.
Oh, I see.
The Rockets are just about to just.
So Brooklyn's like, take this late first. We need Royce O'Neal because we need guys who can play. We got to stay out of the top 10. Otherwise, we're getting pick swapped on.
Yeah.
And it's going to even be worse.
Every other year, you're getting pick swapped or you're losing your first round. So you're
Maybe they trade them to Houston to get their picks back. I don't know. This is quite a story.
Yeah. It's crazy, though. I mean, the Rockets, again, by just kind of being who they are, might have struck some gold here with dealing with Brooklyn.
Yeah, it's tough to be in a situation like that. Now their challenge is figuring out where they're going to send Kevin Durant as he has formally asked for a trade. All right, Lucius has your G-Bag of the Day coming up in about 5 minutes. So we'll get to the best audio in the world of sports, including quite a granny. She is a frisky granny, and you're going to hear her coming up at 2:30 in the G-Bag of the Day, our reigning champ. But yeah, Luka's squatting with three plates on each side, Lucius. I believe that's a total of 315 that Luka's repping.
Yeah, I was doing my Googles while you guys were talking just so I could see there's
okay.
See if there's not any cap on this photo right here.
It might be some prop weights for the third plate. I think I did a tumbling routine when I was about 5 years old. I had a pretty cool dumbbell that looked like that. I like to show off in the neighborhood with it. But he's repping that, and that's pretty impressive for a guy that plays basketball. But I think the biggest thing, you know, repping 315, you're a hoss, bro. You are a strong son of a gun. But it wasn't until Michael Jordan got mad about how it went down against Detroit that he turned into a force of nature in the weight room that pushed his career over the top. And it wasn't just what he was able to take physically, but like the mental focus that it put into him. And it was an awakening on what it's going to take to be the champion. It's like every day in the offseason, I have to be honing my body and doing everything. Once I'm there, I got to be laser focused because they're going to be coming after me. We might be looking at that kind of a moment here for this summer when it comes to Luka Doncic, Brian. Yeah. It's hard to say if he can maintain this, but if he shows up after continuing to work like this, it's going to be obvious when we get to September.
You know, and that's the hope. You see all these videos and stuff of him working out, and I was kind of under the belief that maybe we wouldn't see that type of Luka until he moved to the United States. You know, and got with, but you know, good for him to get a jump, because I've always kind of felt that Luka was his way of getting in shape was just playing basketball.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
I think that's what it's been. I think you're right about that.
Guys, why do you want to get on me? I'm playing basketball, you know, and that's his cardio and sharpens his game and all that. But the fact that he's involving the weight training and all that right now, I think is, you know, hopefully it'll help him, like, you know, strengthen the joints and things like that as much. Banging and stuff that he takes when he drives and, you know, getting knocked around and stuff, and maybe even help him a little bit more in his defense. That was the one thing that we talked about. He has to get more laterally. He has to get quicker.
Yes.
And maybe his body will not allow him to be that quick, but there's some things
it can be better.
You can strengthen your base and you can find ways to, you know, it's almost like an offensive lineman with the squats and things like that, that should try and be able to help you, like when you bend your knees, that you can explode a little bit better. And maybe that could help him.
I mean, there's natural agility traits and, you know, fast twitch fibers and all that. But what it comes down to is how much muscle you have on your body compared to how much it weighs.
Yeah.
You know, and if you can flip that ratio more in your favor, I think guys can, you know, take pretty significant steps forward athletically. But, you know, beyond that, it reminds me of this this book that Ryan Holiday wrote. And he's a guy that Banny turned me on to. And he kind of writes about where sports and mindfulness sort of intersect. And the title of this book was The Obstacle is the Way. And the point of it and all the examples that he made was whatever's your biggest shortcoming, conquering that is the key to all of your dreams. The obstacle is your way. So for Luka Doncic, what it turns out to be is he's not blessed to be lean. Yeah. Right. So for a lot of guys in basketball, they don't have to like get their diet and off season in order until they're like 29 years old when their metabolism finally slows down. For Luka, he's got to address that at a much earlier age. And that's going to eventually become a blessing because of all the other ways, like his endurance is going to be up. You know, his ability to not get hurt is going to be up. And he's actually going to turn this shortcoming, I think, into one of his strengths, well, just like Steph Curry did.
Yeah, you know, and what are the things he had problems with last year? He had a problem with his shoulder with something. So, you know, build up, you know, I mean, again, basketball players have to be careful about, you know, when you don't want to affect the shot. You know, you don't want to get to the point, I mean, where you can't, you know, raise your arms because you got too much muscle in your, you know.
Sure.
But it's got to help him strengthen maybe some of the problems that he had during the season late in the year with that. We saw him with a bunch of that, you know, the tape and stuff, kind of trying to hold that together. So working on that area will definitely help him going forward.
Yeah, and maybe help his shot stay consistent into the fourth quarter when he's getting exhausted. You know, you look at the greats and how guys like KD and LeBron and stuff have played like all 48 minutes or 53 minutes in their legendary careers. You know, Luka's in the mid-30s. In playoff games, you need your superstars to get into the low 40s and play essentially an extra half quarter. But it's hard when you're not in great shape. It's time now for the G-Bag of the Day, curated by Lucius Alexander.
What's up? All right, here we go. Yeah, as you mentioned earlier, Grandma Helen, she don't mind being a homewrecker. Apparently, she was flirting with some man. I don't know. What is this? Day two? Day three? How many days?
Day three. I think this is
three.
Yeah,
we didn't have one yesterday. So yeah. We replayed it last
Thursday,
night.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You tell Monday.
Me. Granny won for the first time Tuesday.
Yeah.
Oh,
we've
Tuesday.
Just heard her like four times
right,
now because Lucius replays it.
All right. Cool. Yeah, Grandma
Ellen.
Gotta
pay attention to the show here.
It's all good, dog. She don't mind being a homewrecker right here, Miss Helen.
You a lie. You saw how he's looking at me.
Oh, you didn't almost have a boyfriend because that man was married.
Michelle, this is something you don't understand. You really just refuse. I ain't got nothing to do with you married. So what?
Ain't no way that man. Do you think that man, he said they've been together 60-something years?
I don't give a f*** if it's 110. When I tell you new stuff, it's hard to refuse.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wasn't going to jeopardize.
You don't know what he was going to do.
He was not going to jeopardize
his marriage.
Come
on now, be for real. And you know I ain't lying.
Of 60-something years. To be with you. Now, come on. He ain't going to mess that up. And that would have rolled your conscience if you did.
No, the f*** it would. Mm. I'm satisfying Helen.
I'm satisfying in hell?
I'm satisfying Helen.
So if he would have cheated on you with his wife of 60-something years, that wouldn't have rolled your conscience.
No.
You'd have had a clear conscience.
I had a ball.
And what about her?
I ain't got nothing to do with her. I don't even know her. I'm trying to make myself.
I don't even know her. I ain't got nothing to do with her. Tell
That's
me about
strong.
Her.
That's a good comedy bit, man. I want to see what granddaughter's up to. I bet she's got a show somewhere.
You wow. Let's go. During the Cardinals broadcast Tuesday night on Bally Sports, this happened.
I would imagine as a DH, that's the frustrating part. Kind of like a pitcher, you got to wait. You have a bad start. You know, it's 5 days you're going to be back out there. And then as a DH, you get that one pitch, hit it off the end of the bat, now you got to wait. That's no fun.
That's like, you know, when you read things for so long and you just throw out, like, the name of our old TV station versus our new one. or, you know, stuff like that. Just kind of flies out. You're just starting to realize it.
Jimmy, I got to tell you, I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, I'm saying, like, you know, sometimes I'll start to talk and forget where we're at with the Bally's and the Fox and Fox Sports Midwest, Fox Sports, Bally's Live Midwest. I mean, sometimes it just kind of comes out wrong. It's just like the spinning ball. You never know where it's going to go.
The base hit out to left off the bat of Brendan Donovan. So you're saying you could just look right across the street and you got Bally Sports Live as a quick reminder.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm with you.
Wow. Is that a Bill Walton moment right there on the Cardinals telecast?
Jimmy,
what the hell happened?
Jimmy?
Jimmy, I got to be honest. I have no idea what you're talking about. It's a 2-1 count.
Exactly.
I might have to vote for that just so we can hear it a bunch more times. I got to figure out what the hell's going on.
That's hilarious.
That's classic.
I don't think Jimmy was listening to what he was saying.
Yeah, Jimmy's confused about where they're broadcasting. Are we on Bally's? Are we on Fox? Where are we? I don't know. But it just didn't fit right there. He shoehorned that in.
I thought the guy did have a good point about the DHing, man.
Yeah, you got to wait around kind of thing.
Yeah.
I could never be a pitcher. I'd be like, Mom, we got to do a different sport. Only playing every fifth day.
Could you be a climate activist?
I think so. Yeah. Okay.
They're out there, like, blocking streets and whatnot, climate activists.
Oh, I couldn't do that. No, I'm not blocking any roads. Okay. You know, I'll raise awareness and try to have a conversation.
Out in the heat. How about Sydney, Australia? Could you block some traffic out there in Sydney, Australia, right by the Sydney Harbor? They said thousands of people were all jammed up because there was a climate activist out there blocking up the game.
My policy is international. Okay. And I'm not here to ruin anybody's day.
Okay.
Well, it's winter time down there, so I think I could do it. Yeah.
Okay.
So one person was jamming up the whole city of Sydney.
They right there at the entrance of the Sydney Harbor.
Okay, I'm surprised that person didn't get taken out.
Those activists love shutting down harbors.
That's hilarious that you say that there, Broadus.
Yeah.
Because, listen, I have the audio. I just happen to have the audio here of the climate activists blocking up traffic up there in Sydney.
It's not a good thing to be experiencing climate change. It's not a good thing to be experiencing systemic oppression and violence. And we have to take a stand. There's a really angry person who's coming up to the car who has been threatening me with violence. Here he is. I'm not sure what's about to happen.
You everyone stay up, you dumb get the out of the way. Hey, you're a selfish you're a selfish.
To this man, I would say that I stand with you. It is for you. It is for your...
I am a selfish C-word. Yeah. I stand with the violent gentleman.
To this man, I said, I stand with you. He's beating all on the window and everything, screaming, spit flying all on the stuff. It's amazing. Yeah, I wouldn't try those folks down there in Australia or New Zealand. I might. You know,
that's what they say. They send all the criminals. All the criminals went to...
Respectfully.
No, history. It's
bro,
real.
You ain't got to... I love some history. I can tell you a whole lot of history right now.
Yeah.
I can tell you some type of history to get that door knocked on and get me tapped on the shoulder.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, we don't want that much history.
No, not that much
history. I know. I know this. This is a fact. Zach Woolchuck, I got one more for you. Our guy, Zach Woolchuck, they're hosting a morning show with RJ and Chompy. They're going on through the best breakfast items. Best breakfast items.
Number one, the best.
Yes. Yes, I agree. That is the best breakfast.
I'm so sorry. Jeez.
Gosh, that sounds delightful.
Number one, the best.
Just go to break. You
the
already
best
dropped the ball.
Breakfast.
I'm agree with
I love
him.
It.
I will agree with him.
Yeah, it's always nice. All righty, any other nominees, Lucius, before we vote?
No, we can go.
All righty. Is it Zach Woolchuck with the best breakfast items list? Is it the climate activist in Australia? Or is it Grandma Helen? Or is it the Cardinals telecast? I'm not sure what happened, Jimmy. I'm going to vote for him, though, Lucius.
I'm going with Grandma one more time for your mind.
Tied at one, Brian.
I'm going to go with the Cardinals broadcasters.
By a score of 2-1 and your new G-Bag of the Day champion, the Cardinals telecast. If you ever miss it, you can catch it at 5:40-ish. Lucius Alexander replays it every afternoon as part of LA Live. All right, when we come back, it is time now for Krusty's Corner with Brian Broaddus. Where are we headed, sir?
Yeah, the DallasCowboys.com have started their asking questions about the season. Maybe we've got a couple we need to talk about next.
Okay, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation. Krusty's Corner's coming up here in just a second. There's a developing little storyline here. This is an NBA reporter who's verified, Evan Massey. Okay, and he has done work for ESPN and Forbes. He mostly works kind of more as a blogger guy, though, NBA Analysis Network and stuff like that. And he tweeted, per source, the Mavericks are expected to heavily pursue a trade for Nets star Kyrie Irving. Assuming they lose Jalen Brunson, that pursuit will be very aggressive. He tweeted it like 20 minutes ago, and it already has like 3,100 likes and 2,200 retweets. So it's becoming like the biggest story going on with the Mavericks, at least on Mavs Twitter. I don't know how credible this is. You know, we're looking at 23,000 followers for Massey. It's a name I recognize. He's been working in the NBA for several years, Fox Sports, Yahoo, SI, Bleacher Report. But he's not like one of these super credible guys like a Sham. So I'm looking for Shams to tweet it or Woj to tweet it or somebody else to pick this up and say, I'm hearing this too. But we're definitely now on official high alert for the next 2 hours plus as we head into free agency at 5 o'clock. Yeah.
You good? Lucius,
no,
did I get you fired up?
That was actually a drop of you. Just, well,
okay.
Hey,
okay.
Hey. That's you. On high alert right there.
Yes, we are on high alert. So, KD has formally requested a trade out of Brooklyn last hour. Now we get this report. You know, I think if we're going to talk about the Mavs getting involved, it's Dinwiddie, it's Hardaway, it's Powell, it's Bertans, it's the guy you just drafted. That's about all you have to offer, Brian. And yeah. I would be surprised, but if the Mavs are like one of the only teams willing to take him, and the Lakers earlier in this week were reportedly the only other team like wanting to talk with the Nets, maybe this is something they could get done. What are you hearing? What are you thinking?
Yeah, I tell you, this is how this could work. And it could maybe work with the, if he says he only wants to go to Dallas. Now, maybe the price of, you know, what you would have to give up.
Sure.
Would mean that, you know, that you would, it would be substantially less, mm-hmm. you know, because, I mean, if in fact Brooklyn is looking to move on for him and Dallas is the team they've identified, then that makes a lot of sense. I mean, you've got Dinwiddie and Hardaway both make about $18 million a year. So that's about what Kyrie, you know, is going to make right there when you put them together there. So, you know, maybe that's one of those things you can send them other guys to make up the difference as well as too. So, you know, just kind of, you know, it's not one of the big heavy hitter guys coming out and saying this or gals coming out and saying this, but you know, somebody that maybe, again, we're probably chasing a lot of things here right now this time of day.
Yeah, we have it on our radar officially now. It's kind of blowing up across Mavs Twitter. And it's definitely something to track here over the next couple of hours with free agency starting at 5 o'clock. I would be excited because I feel like Kyrie is motivated to prove his worth to the league. You know, he asked for a trade. He and his agent went shopping for a trade, and nobody wanted to give up something that the Nets actually wanted. Like Russell Westbrook was, the best thing that the Nets could get. And he's like, what? Nobody wants me? I gave you a list of six teams and nobody's bidding? So, you know, maybe that got his attention. It made him realize I got to exercise my option on this $36 million deal. And maybe there's not going to be a big market for me in 2023 if I don't go out and play like vintage Kyrie Irving right now.
But remember what we were talking about with Kyrie, that the feeling was there was really two places two coaches that he could play for, you know, that really understood him as a player and that he wanted to play for. And that, you know, Tyronn Lue was one of those guys and then Jason Kidd was the other. So maybe this is something that's not completely far fetched. We'll see, you know. Brooklyn might be in a situation right now where they're just, you know, it's like, okay, we've just got to find a way to navigate through this.
Yeah.
You know, one of their better players have said, listen, work for me getting traded out of here. You know, Kyrie's situation. I mean, it might just turn into a full, but like I was talking about earlier, all those draft picks that have gone to Houston, and then, you know, maybe they have to recoup some stuff along the way. I kind of felt like, you know, Oklahoma City, maybe they've got something where they, you know, they could just recoup the picks for Durant and then find a way to move on from Kyrie, and then, you know, just basically start from ground zero there.
And that's exciting. You know, we did hear that last week that, you know, Ty Lue and Jason Kidd were two coaches that Kyrie Irving could go with. There was a lot of chatter that the Nets were kind of the childhood team that he liked the most, and he kind of idolized Jason Kidd and heavily respects Kidd. And to me, it's more the other side. If Jason Kidd is telling people, listen, I know Kyrie, I've talked to LeBron about Kyrie, I got, you know, I have a lot of confidence that we can make this work. Listen, there's a lot of annoying people in the world. You know, we work with some of them. not you, Brian. Not you, Lucius. Okay, not you, Carter. Everybody else at the fan. No, I'm just kidding. But every now and then there's some annoying people, you know, and there people have obnoxious personality quirks. But in basketball, it's how good you are at finding space and making the shot. And there's not 10 guys in the entire NBA better. So if he's properly motivated, you know, he was just a bigger reason as LeBron that they came back and beat the Warriors from 3-1 down. I'm ready to light it, you know, especially because he only has 1 year left. And if Jalen Brunson goes, you ain't winning the title next year. But with Kyrie Irving, maybe you could. Here's Brian Broaddus with Krusty's Corner.
Yeah, that's something worth keeping an eye on, though, because, again, these players have found a way to manipulate. I mean, we're watching the NBA channel right now, and McDonough, our buddy, is going through the former general manager with the Suns. He is working all kinds of trade possibilities for what they can get from Durant. He was working on a Phoenix Suns trade earlier that made a little bit of sense there, too. So, just everybody kind of, you know, batting down the hatches. We're getting ready to go here in a couple hours, and this thing ought to be pretty interesting. Yeah. All right, I teased about DallasCowboys.com. This is something I used to do every year with them when I was with them, and it was always the 20 questions part of the, you know, leading up to the draft, or not, excuse me, leading up to training camp. There were always 20 questions that we wanted to ask and then give answers to, and so I thought I'd run through a couple of them in general and see what you feel like here.
All right.
You know, Mike McCarthy, this is one of their questions, is what second-year player will make the leap? And, you know, when we talk about the leap, this is something Mike McCarthy describes, a player's jump in production and confidence as they go through their second season in the league. Really good examples of this was with Diggs, who followed up a solid 2020 rookie season with a franchise record 11 interceptions. And then CeeDee Lamb, who also reached the Pro Bowl in his second year. Rob Phillips was the first one to chime in on this. And Rob said, besides like a Micah Parsons, he says, I'll go with Osa Odighizuwa. He did a terrific job filling in for Neville Gallimore for the better part of 2021, finished his rookie season with 12 pressures. That was good for fifth on the team, along with 34 tackles, 4 for loss, 2 sacks. So Rob Phillips thinks that Osa Odighizuwa will be the guy for the next. We've talked about him a bunch as a potential that starter at 3 technique and can maybe you know, give you some great work there. Mickey Spagnuolo said that Jabril Cox, he's thinking that, you know, that maybe that you know, he didn't get much of a chance in 2021. He got off to a little bit of a slow start, but he was earning more opportunities, and then he had the ACL injury. And he should be ready to go in training camp. And there's an opportunity for him on special teams for sure. So with the Cowboys deciding not to sign Keanu Neal, his spot in the standard nickel defense is wide open. So Mickey was thinking that Jabril Cox would be. I like what Mickey's saying right there. I do. I think Jabril Cox is going to be. You know, you've got to figure out Jabril Cox can really, really cover. I wonder if Jabril Cox can rush the passer, though, too. That's something that we've seen. They've been able to take these linebackers and kind of figure that out. I didn't see that at LSU at very much, but maybe Dan Quinn's got a little bit of a plan for him.
I could see either of those three guys breaking out for sure.
Yeah. Nick Eatman says Chauncey Golston. He thinks he's got something to his game. He's somewhat forgotten. They moved him again to that 3 technique. But when
that's just weird to me. Like, they're already moving you?
I think it may be that they're moving you because they don't trust what's going on. You know, maybe this thing's with Osa. We were all talking about him and maybe the leap and all that, but they're trying to make some competition at that three technique. So with Chauncey Golston, and maybe it'll be so good that with Osa and others, and you know, that they just say, we'll move Chauncey Golston back to defensive end where I think he should be. To finish this thing up, too, the next question is, what Cowboy had the best?
No Nashawn Wright, huh?
No Nashawn Wright.
I wanted to say Kelvin Joseph.
I did, too, but I don't think anybody could trust Kelvin Joseph right now. That would be one for me, but if you saw him actually participating in OTAs and mini camps and getting a lot of work and being a part of that, but, you know, he had his offseason was just, to be honest.
Did he look good at OTAs, though?
Well, it was pretty good. I saw him the one time, but, you know, the whole thing when he went through with that off-the-field stuff, you know, with what he had to deal with there, man, I think that put him way behind, probably physically, probably mentally.
I don't know how you focus
on
something like
that. I don't
know
how you focus at all on that at all, but we'll see about that. And the next question was the Cowboys' best shot for a major award. The Cowboy with the best shot. Rob Phillips said Micah Parsons.
For sure.
For that Defensive Player of the Year. Kyle Yeomans is also talking about Micah Parsons for Defensive Player of the Year award. Again, Mickey Spagnola talks about Dak Prescott. Can maybe be a guy that's as one of the guys that would be MVP offensively.
MVP. Yep. Yeah, rack up the wins, rack up the yards. Why not?
Yep.
You know, I could see Dak winning the MVP. All right, thank you, Brian. There he is, Krusty's Corner, an abbreviated edition today because we wanted to get into that Mavs angle for you. We're all over everything. If anything else gets said or reported about Kyrie Irving, we will pass that along to you. A blogger reporting earlier this hour, the Mavs are expected to heavily pursue a trade for net star Kyrie Irving if they do, in fact, lose Jalen Brunson. But that's at this point an unsubstantiated and unconfirmed report, although it is fun, and we have 2 hours to go until the start of NBA free agency. So coming up next here on 105.3 The Fan, Tim McMahon was on The Fan earlier today, the excellent Mavs beat writer, and he'll answer several questions, including how likely is a sign and trade so the Mavs can at least get something back for Brunson. It's next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.